Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. He says, all we know is it should be done. He's basically saying it should have happened already. Absolving himself of any of this.
Correct.
And it's a Detroit doink. Well, let's be fair, Scott. Do we really think that you want your agent, your client, to sign in Detroit? Do we really believe that?
Well, I think he wants him to get the most money or close to it. And if that would be in Detroit, I don't think Scott Boras has a problem with that.
Any offer Detroit makes or have already made, he is going to run to New York, talk to those teams, to Boston, to Chicago, right, to L.A., that he knows can pay more. And Detroit can pay more than they can run their payroll substantially, and I think they should. Let me be clear. But, you know, this whole, it should be done, it's a Detroit doink. You know, so there's that. Then he did the same thing with Pete Alonso, and obviously this isn't our player, but here's another example of him just being a goofball, and here's what he said.
There's no doubt that Pete's pursuers are trying to pay the Power Piper. You know, Pete picked the perfect period to play preeminently at a primary position. A playoff perched plethora will pounce to participate.
This is a dude who holds all the cards. He's got the world by the you-know-what and is out here screwing around. And I guess the fans, whatever. Now, what you got the quotes, what he had to say about Bregman?
About Bregman. In Boston, we learned about Bregman in 25 because in Boston prior to 25, they had a lot of lineup donut holes. And certainly prior to 25, Boston has been kind of a club that has Duncan well below the playoff line. So I think it was a bad roast in Beantown. Give the owners credit. They went out, spent some star bucks to bring in a Bregman blend that led them to the playoffs. I'm sure the Boston fans don't want this to be just a cup of coffee, and no one wants a Brexit.
Scoble has said he wants to stay in Detroit. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. He has said he would trade his Cy Youngs for a World Series. I appreciate that as well.
As long as he doesn't have to face Jorge Polanco in big games.
Yeah, you don't like that, and I get it. I don't know. I'm not finding this to be very amusing.
And for those of you who missed it earlier, all I got to say is Stoney says signing Scoble, the superstar southpaw strikeout specialist, systematically speeds the surge to the series supremacy.
Well done, Stoney. Here's somebody who disagrees. You guys need to chill. He was talking to reporters, not talking to owners as your representative. Please, someone explain to me why Detroit can't afford Scoble. I remember when the Tigers were contenders, they were close to putting 3 million fans in the seats. Those are two different things. All right. You're right. He's not talking to owners or representatives. But if you're going to tell me that he was unreasonable in a meeting with Detroit representatives, I would find that very believable. That's one. Two is Detroit can't afford Scoble. They can.
Right.
And I hope that they find a reasonable price.
Well, I am not. There's nothing to do with the last game that he pitched in at all. But if the asking price is $400 million for 10 years, I'm passing.
It's too much money.
It's not that it's too much money. It's too
long.
I'm not paying a 29-year-old pitcher 10 years.
I understand.
I'm just
that.
Not.
I understand that. Let's go to Ken in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, y'all. I think y'all being way too sensitive about this. I think the guy was trolling, you know, making light of it. But this is Scott Burris, and this is a guy who's been doing this a long time with a lot of players. Okay, and I think he was having fun with this, and I believe because Scooble is such a sensitive subject for us. Because we want him so bad to sign in Detroit. And I think you Stoney is being a little too sensitive about it.
Actually, I'm not being sensitive about it. I think he's trying to be funny, and I'm sure he got approval from his client. I think it's weird. It's quirky. It doesn't bother me as much as bother Doug. What bothers me the most in all the Scooble stuff from yesterday was his explanation of why he didn't pitch in game in the seventh inning. That pisses me off more than Scott Boras.
Look, am I being too sensitive? I might be. I don't mind this you know, accusation. It doesn't sit with me well on what is a very tenuous time for our Tigers to sign Tarek
today.
Today or tomorrow. Now I know why the Tigers can't get a deal done. The Tigers front office can't even speak to the guy in straightforward English. It's a miscommunication issue. Illich should hire a children's book author to be a translator. I'm with Stoney, blank paying Scooble. I'm not paying someone $500 million to play once every 5 days and pull them out of this with the season on the line. Pull themselves out with the season on the line. Stoney trade Scooble, two catastrophic arm injuries, and now this. I don't want him back. That's from Hunter in Clarkston. He pitched the fourth most innings in baseball last year. Our frustration should 100% be geared towards Scott and Chris. Scooble is not the reason we lost game 5, but he is the reason they were in that position.
Okay, yeah, obviously they wouldn't have been there without him.
As far as our frustration should 100% be geared towards Scott and Chris, the frustration may be geared for me towards Chris. It may be.
Or Scott Harris for the deadline debacle.
Well, I mean, you and I see it through a different way, but if they're not willing to sign him to a reasonable contract to make him a reasonable offer, I don't know what they're willing and unwilling to do. But at this point, my frustration, I'm not really even frustrated. I'm more insulted that the most powerful man in baseball thinks this is a time to be joking around like this.
Well, at least we're in good company.
He's what do you
joking
mean?
Around with Alonso and
with
New York and Boston, bigger markets than us. He's not just looking at us, so Detroit's small market, let's F with them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.